Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm your host, Marisa Jones. Today's guest is September Sechrist. She's a leader in strategy, organizational alignment, and team management. She has traveled for 14 months to 22 countries in Southeast Asia and Africa and working with 45 international, regional, and community groups. September is the CEO at Leadership Synops, where the organization matches global leadership training opportunities with professional skills needs in international nonprofit work. Welcome to the show, September.
Thank you, Marisa. It's wonderful to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your journey and how you started your organization.
That's quite a story. I worked for the U.S. Department of Commerce for 16 years doing international trade. It was a great position, steady job with the federal government. I thought I had found my career forever. I loved every minute of it. And in 2018, I had been doing a long-term detail and it was very successful. I knew how to grow in the organization, but came to a point where I thought, if I ever want to try something different, to take a risk, to step out of what's comfortable, it's got to be now. And so I went to the national director and I said, I'm quitting my job. And it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. And the whole time I was thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is a terrible decision. But as soon as I did it, it was this freedom of I can do something else. And so I sent out an email message to friends and family saying, hey, I'm looking to connect with organizations, volunteer opportunities in Asia and Africa. And at that time, I honestly didn't have a clear vision as far as what my work or what types of projects I would be doing there. I just wanted to go and help, and giving back and volunteering has always been a huge part of who I am and what I enjoy doing. And within about 2 weeks, I had this itinerary put together of friends, and I know somebody in the Philippines and in Malawi, and you know this whole itinerary came together. And so I bought an airplane ticket leaving on September 11th, because that's always a great day to fly, and showed up in the Philippines, my first stop, and honestly was very open. I can paint walls. I can hug kids. It was a foster care center that was actually started by my great aunt when she was 78 years old. So background story there.
Oh my goodness.
Family connection. Yeah. So, you know, side story, your next podcast, you're never too old to pursue your dreams and make a difference. And as soon as I started talking with the directors, I very quickly fell into a role that allowed me to help them look at their organization, their strategy, their policies, put together a strategic plan. And something clicked in me that the skill set that I had to offer was unique and it was valuable. And it was something that honestly didn't often appear for a lot of international nonprofits or non-governmental organizations. And the reception to my ability to say, hey, have you thought about this? Long-term plans, key performance indicators, all the corporate buzzwords that didn't often get into their training manuals was so welcome. It changed my focus on what I had to offer to a lot of these organizations I was working with. So from that point on, when I was reaching out or confirming, I was able to say, this is what I have to offer you, not just I'll do whatever you need. How can I make a difference? How can I make an impact on the world? I still wanted to do that, but I was able to say, this is my skill set. This is where I can make a difference and both of us be able to benefit from what comes easily to me. And just one quick story on that. When I was going into Cambodia, I had connected with this organization that helped girls that were coming out of trafficking, and they do incredible work. But as I was sending an email to verify, these are my dates, this is when I'm coming there, the gal who had been my point of contact emailed me back and she says, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm leaving Cambodia back to the United States. I don't know when I'll be back. And I was supposed to land there in 3 weeks. And I'm in a bit of a panic, right? I'm out here on my own, putting together my own itinerary, you know, connections. I don't have any sort of an overarching organization to say, help, what do I do now? And so I'm saying to myself, help, what do I do now? So I sent off an email to about three different friends who had worked in the area just saying, gosh, you know, my plans fell through. I'm supposed to be there in 3 weeks. Do you know anybody? And through a friend of a friend of a friend, I got an email address of a gal who ran this nonprofit organization there. So I shot off an email and I introduced myself and then went to bed. And the next morning I got her reply back and this email said, you have no idea your timing. Just last night, I was trying to work on my strategic plan for this big grant. This is so out of my league. I was frustrated. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. I slammed down my laptop and just said, I can't do this. I need help. And the next morning, she wakes up to my email saying, hi, I do strategic planning. Do you need any help? And it was just the perfect connection at the perfect time. And, you know, time after time, there was just these kind of what I thought I would be doing or the organization I'd be working with. It opened up a door to get me to that place I needed to be and then worked with an organization that just said, my gosh, we're waiting for you. So I did that for 14 months, traveled, you know, throughout Africa and Asia, had some wild stories, some incredible times, worked with some amazing organizations, everything from education to protection of women to vulnerable children and people groups, you know, all these different really, really incredible work that's being done there. And wrapped that up, came back to the US and thought, gosh, now what do I do? I've just, you know, I've blown up my well-paying career. I've had this amazing experience. I was thinking, do I do a nonprofit? Do I, you know, continue this kind of work? And as I was talking with some of my former clients that I worked with in my previous position, very quickly realized that so much of the give back, the corporate social responsibility, the volunteer opportunities that most companies offer their employees are not necessarily well matched. You might show up at a local elementary school and paint a wall or paint flowers or read to kids, which is all wonderful. And there's a place for, like, you know, mentorship and big brother, big sister. But the value of their time and what they could do off the top of their head, a lot of these, you know, even local school districts and definitely a lot of international nonprofits would never be able to afford that level of expertise. But most of them would be more than willing to sit down with their head of accounts and their CFO and say, hey, here's some, you know, principles that we just learned at our last professional development that can help you raise your level of transparency and accountability and how you run your books. Can I work with you for 3 days and help bring that? And so got some great feedback from some of my former clients, launched this company with the idea of matching a training program for aspiring corporate executives with volunteer opportunities that would be a win-win. And launched it March 9th of 2020, right before the entire world shut down.
Yes.
With COVID. And there's no international travel like ever again, right? So it
That's
was
a common
those,
theme.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes. So it was one of these, okay, what do we do now? In the first couple of weeks, we were all kind of waiting. Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen or how long this would take. And after, you know, weeks drag on and drag on, start thinking, well, I'm starting to get a little hungry and missing a paycheck. What do we do now? And so it is the pivot and okay, what do I have and what is needed and how do we match those? And sitting down and thinking, this isn't necessarily what I want to do for forever, but it's a stepping stone. And sometimes we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, how do you keep yourself in a good place when things don't go as you expect? And I think sometimes it is shifting that mindset of, this isn't forever. This is for now. What can I do for now to answer what's in front of me? And then look at how it fits in. That might be more of a Lego than a straight line. You know, as you build a block and build a block and build a block,
right.
Eventually you get there. And, you know, honestly, when you build a tower, it's a lot more stable than hanging a rope that takes a straight line up. So I ended up doing a lot more consulting work on organizational development, on training, on strategic planning for different organizations, rather than more of the leadership connecting with nonprofits, focused right now on what's my skill and what's a huge need as companies pivot in this COVID environment, move to virtual training, move to global organizational development and team leadership. And so that's where I am right now.
Well, it's a fascinating timeline because I there's so many facets of it that I'm thinking about. You know, you went from working a typical 9-to-5 in a government office, which we know how much red tape is in that, right? And so you're very restrictive in your creativity and how you can really achieve results there. And so you went from that to literally just quitting. And I'm sure it's been brewing, you know, there was something brewing for a long time, but you just quit and you started something new and you had to pivot many different times throughout that. So were there times that, I'm sure there were a lot of, and you've had overnight success. It seemed like you literally took off and you started traveling the world and you had all these clients. What were some of the challenges throughout each of the pivots from like a personal growth perspective? What skills did you have to learn that you didn't have in order to achieve this? And then what did you do at times where you weren't unsure if you were going to keep moving or where to go? Like, how did you react to those situations?
Oh, those are such great questions. When you're looking backwards, you always see the straighter line. When you're in the middle of it, it's always much more foggy. You know, every week I get to a point where I'm like, what do I do now? And that was consistent as I was traveling, as I was figuring out how to put together all these opportunities. I think wildly stepping out and taking on this challenge of traveling solo as a female to all these different places, coming in immediately trying to assess how I can be valuable without overstepping my authority, without overstepping my bounds, without coming in and saying, I have all the answers, learning to listen, learning to take in feedback, learning to work with the team that was there that understood pitfalls and successes, but maybe try to bring a different perspective and some shape to what they were doing, really positioned me well to transitioning some of those skill sets into a business idea. And I think anytime, whatever position you're in, whether it's leadership or individual contributor or entrepreneur or trying to be effective in your community, those skills are incredibly valuable. Learning to ask the questions, learning to listen with humility, learning to be able to present your ideas in a way of coming alongside without diminishing your expertise. And I think that's a careful balance that especially women try to overcompensate a little bit too much. And it's that careful walk of, I am an expert, I know what I'm talking about, but still have the humility of, I may not have all the answers, all the information, all of the understanding of this situation, but without downplaying who you are and what you can do. So I think that experience of coming up from so many different situations, trying to figure out logistics and coordination and putting together everything, I just to add a little bit more to my journey, I didn't save up a ton of money to do this. Nobody was paying me. This was just all out of my savings. So I was traveling on a shoestring budget, taking mostly public transportation from Kenya all the way down to South Africa over 7 months. I was riding the big coach buses and the little mini buses and on the backs of motorcycles and sometimes bicycles, staying in people's homes that I was working with. If they had a place, sometimes there'd be hotels, sometimes there wasn't. We were out in the middle of nowhere. And, I've camped, out in the bush of Africa and, taking bucket showers as I was doing leadership and management training for, this tribes that were way out in Mozambique. And I think just putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where you still have to show up. is a great lesson for anyone in the corporate world, that it may not be comfortable, it may not be what you expect, it may be nothing like what you expected. But can you still show up? Can you still offer the best that you have? Can you still provide something of value? Can you be creative? Can you look at, okay, this isn't what I thought it would be. What can it be? And work from there. And from my perspective, that's been the best training ground to come into an organization that looks nothing like I thought it would, that has not at all gone the direction I thought it would. But if you're able to show up, give it your best, have a smile, be able to say, this is what I have to offer in this situation, even though it doesn't look like what I thought it would, I found that has been a great recipe for success.
Some of those things you talked about are sounds like a real personal transformation story that many would want to achieve, right? It's on their bucket list. I'm going to travel. I'm going to camp. I'm going to go to Africa. Like that, you know, that's stuff that people dream of doing, and it just came to you through what your purpose was. One thing that you said really resonated to me, and it's how can I be of value? I find that, you know, with men, you know, they're so willing to take risks on things that they're not, you know, they don't know how to do, right? And so they put themselves in uncomfortable situations all the time, whereas women don't take that risk. They want to be 100% comfortable that they can do every bullet on that job description, right, that they're going into before they even accept or before they even step forward to say they want to do that. And I think what you're saying is so important. If you can make yourself uncomfortable, walk into a situation with your expertise, and then also say to them, how can I be of value to you? I say that all the time to my clients. How can, you know, in the corporate world, my corporate clients, how can I be of value to you within the realms of my expertise? Because there's things I may not even be thinking of, like you did. I may not be thinking that they need leadership training, but I can do leadership training, right? And so you have to be open to that. You have to be open to say, you know, I just offered to do these trainings and I've never done this before, right? And so you have to be willing to take your expertise, mold it a little bit, and say, here's how else I can provide value to you in the moment, right? You have to be right in the moment to do that. And so I love how you just take it and you run with it.
I've got a great story about that. When I was connecting with this organization, that we were in our initial phone conversation, what do you need and how can I help? They were launching onto this grant that they were trying to apply for, and they needed training on log frames. And you know, can you provide training on that? And as they're just talking, there was no pause. And I'm like cradling my phone as I'm Googling, what is a log frame? And I'm like, yes, sure, I can absolutely provide you training on this. And I'm trying to read at the same time. And it stands for logistical frameworks. It's what USAID and the military has put together to identify, you know, objectives and successes and all of that. But for me, exactly what you were saying, it was that stretch of saying yes, you know, within my expertise. I wasn't saying that I can, you know, program computers, which is outside of my expertise. But, you know, I right. knew within this conversation, yes. And as I'm Googling, okay, I can figure this out. And then you do the work, right? So I spent the next 3 days learning everything I could about logistical frameworks and training and pitfalls and presentation techniques. And I made myself the expert, but I had to say yes first because that's what they needed.
Right.
So yes, I'm coming to train you on this. Soon as I learn it, I'll be right there.
And they don't know. And, you know, many companies don't care that you don't know. They know right. that you have the skills and they can see that you have the value that you can bring to their organization. And that's the important piece, because many clients will say that outright. I know you've never done this before, but based on your background, I absolutely know you can do it. And I'd love to hire you for it. And I've heard that before. And women need to actually put themselves out there to do that. So that's great. I love that story. 'Cause many of us have been there. We are running out of time. There's so many more questions. I've got to have you on again. Where can people find you?
You can go to my website, leadershipsynapse.com, or September at Leadership Synapse. I would love to connect with anyone. And Marissa, thank you so much for having me on. It's been great to talk with you today.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.